Good morning, I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now, here's today's energy efficiency tip. If your simple objective is to reduce your electricity expenses, then finding ways of keeping yourself thermally comfortable both day and night is part of the challenge. If you can reduce the need to operate fans or, more importantly, air conditioners at any time, this will impact on the size of your quarterly bill in your favor. Everyone has their own threshold on when they want to start running or consuming electricity to make themselves feel a little bit more comfortable. Of course, a clever person is not going to be guzzling hot chocolate on a day that's 40 degrees in the shade. That's something you certainly wouldn't want to be doing, but here are three things that you might like to consider. Shade, seal, and insulate. Now, this is not rocket science either. So let's talk about them one by one with a couple of examples that you can modify for your own home for your own advantage. Shade. If the sun has the opportunity at any time through the day to heat up any part of the inside of your home, create shade to stop this from happening. During early autumn, you don't want the furniture or your floor or the walls or anything being exposed to the sun at any time through the day. Don't be paying to cool them down with an increased air conditioning bill when you could have easily stopped them from heating up in the first place. If your home is orientated such that the sun is permitted to access any window in your home on what will be a hot day, simply close the curtains in the short term or strategically plant a deciduous tree in the long term. They have leaves for shade in the summertime but lose their leaves to allow the sun to come through in the wintertime. Seal. Keep your home sealed. A leaky house allows convection, which allows the movement of air from one room to the other or from the outside of the house to the inside of the house or vice versa. Cat doors, open fireplaces, unsealed windows. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Make sure you seal them all up. And the third point, insulate. Now, you may already have bats in your belfry or even in your ceiling, which was a very clever move by whoever decided to put them up there in the first place, especially if you have a tiled roof. To insulate is to restrict the radiation of heat energy into areas where you don't want it. And on a hot day, you don't want that happening anywhere. If your simple objective is to reduce your electricity expenses, then don't let things heat up in your home during these warmer months that didn't have to heat up in the first place. You have the ability to do it, so just do it.